are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty.
I got a new mic. I'm so excited. I think this is going to sound a whole lot better. Before, I had a Rubbermaid container that I had lined with foam, and I felt as though the sound was very muffled, but now I think we're sounding a lot more natural. And you know, here at On Target, we're always going for that natural sound. We're always playing analog records straight from the needle to the radio waves, trying to make it as close to the original sound as possible. So with that in mind, what do you think? Do you think it sounds good? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you guys. Love to know what you think of the show, if you're even listening to the show. Say something on the Facebook page. Say something on my Instagram. Go to Mixcloud. I'm there now. Don't be shy. Or alternatively, you could just sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
When I said pogo, I mean let that yo-yo go.
Started off with a lot of fun there. Yo-Yo, Annie Get Your Yo-Yo, and Work With Me Annie. First track is Billy Joe Royal on the Columbia label, and then you may recognize that intro, Wind It Up Baby, from the 1998 Wise Guys track called Start the Commotion, which was a relatively good-sized 90s hit. And that's Little Junior Parker, Annie Get Your Yo-Yo on the Duke label, and finished everything off with Work With Me Annie, Jock Mitchell on the Impact label.
But your love don't pay my bills. I need fun. talking about the girl in black. I'm all shook up about the one in slacks. I like the way the little girl looking real. She was talking to Bobby, this is what she said. Get back, babe. Well, let me tell you, man, what happened to me then. I met a guy named Willie and a chick named Sarah. Well, he looked at me and said, listen, boss,
private property, so keep hands off. You're acting up too much.
Even though I've played many covers of Money, That's What I Want, I've actually never played the original. So that was the original version of Money, That's What I Want by Barrett Strong. Although it was on a quote-unquote repressing, because in 1959, Berry Gordy released that track on the Tamla label and distributed it locally in Detroit. But it wasn't until later on that year when somebody suggested that he release it on Tamla's sister label, named after his sister Anna, and then have Chess Records distributed. And that way they can use the money that they make from that boost to start distributing their own records, which they did, and then Tamla became its own thing. So really, this is the record that took Tamla from a local label to a national label, all thanks to this record. Followed that with Clyde McFadder, Little Bitty Pretty One on the Mercury label, and finally Get Back, Roy Head and the Traits on the Scepter label.
Who knows if it's maker? Who owns it? care what the people might say.
People might say
I'm gonna keep our love. I love this way.
Love this way.
I really love you. I really do. I love you. I love you. Yes, I do. I don't care what the people might say.
People might say
I'm gonna keep our love. I love my way.
Love my way.
I really love you.
Bye.
I really do.
Bye.
I love you. I love you. Yes, I do. I really do. I love you. I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I don't care what people might say now. I'm gonna keep our love. Our love. Our love this way. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try hard. Keep our love. Make it last. Cause I know. I know I really do. I really love you. I really do.
You know what?
América común.
A little bit of a trip around the world there, starting off with Peru. 1970, the track's called Yesterday's Game. The band's called Traffic Sound, and I played it on the Peruvian Mag label. This record is a 33 and a third RPM, 7-inch, 3-track EP. The track that I played takes up the entire A side. Very powerful psych go-go. And then I followed that with two tracks from Japan, almost consecutively released. The first one, This Bad Girl by the Golden Cups, and the second, Black Room by Jun Mayuzumi, both on the Capitol label.
So I'm gonna stay in shape.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net.
Aretha Franklin with what is, in my opinion, the version of this track, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. It was released on the Aretha Arrives LP, but the version on that LP was completely different. There were no backup vocals by the girl singing, and the instrumentation was pulled way back from the voice in the mix, so you lose the organ almost completely, and the horns, instead of being part of the track, become a background sound. The voices are apparently the Sweet Inspirations, which is Dee Dee Warwick, Sissy Houston and family, but it's also possible that it was Aretha's sisters Carolyn and Irma, who also often sang backup for Aretha. The masters of that song were lost in the fire in the 70s that Atlantic Records lost so many of their masters in. And as far as I know, that song was not released in North America. It was only released in Europe. So that's on the Atlantic label, obviously. Followed that with Jackie Ross on Chess, I've Got the Skill, and finished everything off with Wilson Pickett, 6345789, Soulville, USA, written by Steve Cropper and Eddie Floyd of Stax Records, but produced by Jerry Wexler of Atlantic Records. And Atlantic had all the rights to Stax catalog, but this was recorded in Memphis, so essentially it's a Stax record.
Oh, my mind. on me like a landslide. Rain's falling from every side like a landslide. I'll get stubborn and sadness if it doesn't fall. Baby, save it, don't you let me get caught up in this landslide.
White Hot Classics, Northern Soul Stormers, starting with Dee Dee Sharp, What Kind of Lady, on the Gamble label. After that, Landslide, Tony Clark, on the Chess label. Finished everything off with Gonna Fix You Good, Little Anthony and the Imperials on Veep.
Thank you. One, two, three, go!
Started that set off with Greasy. That's Billy Preston, early Billy Preston on the Derby label. And then a Canadian band called the Chartbusters on Quality with an attempt to sound like the Beatles. A great track, I think a really good attempt to sound like the Beatles. She's the One is the name of that. And speaking of the Beatles, the Buckinghams covering the Beatles, I Call Your Name on the USA label. Bye.
calling, even in my dreams.
Though I can't convince my heart I don't love you anymore. Though I can't convince my heart I don't love you like before.
Morning, first thing I do is speak your name. My mind is all confused and my heart is wrecked with pain. And I get tears, tears in the corners of my eyes. I keep saying that I don't want you, baby, but my heart won't believe those lies.
No, I can't convince my heart I don't love you anymore. No, I can't convince my heart I don't love you like before.
I keep telling the mirror that I don't want you, but it's oh so plain to see.
No, I can't convince my heart I don't love you anymore. No, I can't convince my heart I don't love you like before.
Oh, no, can't convince my heart. No, I can't convince my heart that I don't love you like I did before.
Dirty little song. Thy Spy by the Persuaders on ACCO. And finally, The Free Movement, I Can't Convince My Heart on DECA. I'm going to leave you off now with Surf Guitar Penetration is the name of the track by the Pyramids on BEST.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maud Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.